This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So you're running out of closet space, but the good news is you don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, only for the month of January, you can earn up to $550 extra when you sell. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and earn up to $550 extra to keep shopping. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
It's National All or Nothing Day. That means you have to listen to the entire podcast today, or none of it. And since you already started, we're in a contract here. You gotta listen. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, July 26th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. All right, we start out today with the National Disability Independence Day. That is today. Why today? Well, it's the anniversary of the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act. We will talk about that in our events in just a little bit. It's also National Aunt and Uncles Day today. So it's basically been a year of Zooming with aunts and uncles. I've actually probably seen some of my aunts and uncles more because of Zoom, in the last year. So that's good. In doing research for this, I see that a lot of people think that their aunts and uncles are annoying. Yeah, I know. It's out there. I've said it there. Yeah, apparently there's some negative attitudes about certain aunts and uncles. I don't know why. I mean, I think of aunts and uncles, I think of cool. Like, they're cool aunts and uncles, right? Well, what I think, maybe, is that there's some annoying siblings out there for your parents, right? So maybe they're the annoying aunts and uncles. Anyway, I was kind of surprised to see that, and hopefully I'm not an annoying uncle. And so what I decided to do, maybe I should research that a little bit more. So I went to parents.com to find out what it takes to be a good uncle or aunt. So here we go. They say, don't be too serious. Okay. Well, I'm definitely not too serious. We can hear that in the podcast, right? Don't just purge your hand-me-downs, like giving the kids, hand-me-downs from your kids. Well, I'm the youngest, so I've got the youngest kid. So I got the hand-me-downs, and I was totally cool with that. So I guess I could check that off the list here. Here's an interesting one. Clean the house of the person that has the kids, your brother or sister that has the kids there. When they have a newborn, help them clean their house and maybe cook them some dinner. You know what? I'm starting to think this article is not for me. I mean, come on. Do you want somebody like your brother or sister? Let's say you're the parent here. And you've got your brother and sister coming over to clean your house and you just had a newborn. How are you going to find anything? They're going to put stuff away and you're not going to be able to find it. You know what? I think that maybe those annoying aunts and uncles, they come from this article on parents.com. Usually, they've got some good stuff on here. Not so much. And the other one here, this one's interesting. Offer to keep the noisy toy that you purchased at your house. No, you know what? If you are an aunt or uncle that buy a noisy toy, you definitely fall into that annoying uncle or aunt category. Because, oh my God, the loud toys, not a good thing. Never buy those. That's not cool. Okay. Let's also take a look here at National Bagel Fest Day. Yeah, Bagel Fest has been going on over the last week, actually. Now, why didn't they hit this exactly on Bagel Fest Day? I don't know. But last week, they did this in Mattoon, Illinois. They do this big thing every year because that's where the owner of the bagel factory and Linder's Bagel was living. Murray Linder lived there and started this whole Bagel Fest thing. And yeah, they've got a concert going on. They've got a Miss Bagel Fest contest. They've got a bagel baby contest, a parade. Oh yeah. The theme this year is Bagel Fest or bust. And they actually almost did have to cancel some of it because of rain. But no, it went on. They had all their events, and there you go. You can check that out. Just do a little search for Bagel Fest, and you'll definitely find this out. Now, if you're bummed that you missed it, well, don't worry. There's another bagel festival coming up. This one in August, August 8th in Monticello, New York. And you can join there. They've got food, fun, entertainment, a car show. I don't know what cars have to do with bagels, but they've got, maybe there'll be some bagel-themed cars. I don't know. They all have locks. I don't know. Shopping, all kinds of stuff. Thebagelfestival.org is how you get to that one. Okay. National Coffee Milkshake Day today. Yeah, there's a lot of national days today. This one, man, I can just never get one of these right when I try to make them at home. A coffee milkshake is not my thing. I found some recipes online. I can't do it. So it's Starbucks, Pete's. Actually, the local places generally have some pretty good coffee milkshakes as well. Okay. As I mentioned earlier in the podcast, National All or Nothing Day. What the heck does that mean? Well, don't let something hold you back. Just do it. That should be a slogan, shouldn't it? Basically, if you've got a fear of something, do it today. Try it out. You know, we all have these new fears from 2020, you know, like the social distancing thing, the running out of Purell, not having toilet paper. I guess, wow. Our fears have really changed, haven't they? Maybe that's a fear you don't want to face, running out of toilet paper. Just keep buying it. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. We start in 1946. Yeah, Aloha Airlines began service from Honolulu International Airport on this day. Now, they weren't actually Aloha Airlines back then. They were Trans-Pacific Airlines. They ended operations in March of 2008 after 74 years. Now, the nickname for the plane was actually Aloha Airlines at first because they didn't discriminate against hiring people of Asian descent like many of the other airlines did at the time. In 1959, they took the name to heart and changed to Aloha Airlines. In late 2004, they filed for bankruptcy protection. This was post 9/11. This was a recession going on, not a whole lot of people flying. So after 74 years in 2008, they shut down. Now, the big news about Aloha Airlines was a flight in 1988, flight 243. The roof of the plane literally ripped off. 20 minutes into the flight, an explosion was heard and the passengers could suddenly see the sky. Yeah, they were basically now in a convertible. It was crazy. If you see the pictures, yeah, I remember actually seeing this on like the news back then and not wanting to fly for quite some time. Basically, it was a rapid loss of pressure in the plane. It landed about 10 minutes later. 60 people were taken to the hospital. 89 passengers and the rest of the crew survived. However, one person did get sucked out of the plane. That was one of the flight attendants. The likely cause was cracks in the fuselage that were not caught by the maintenance crews. All right, in 1951 on this day, Walt Disney... Oh, wow. Here we go. Another film, Alice in Wonderland. You know, you think Disney, you're going to think success, right? No, actually, it was a disappointment on initial release. And basically, the critics hated it as well. However, Disney used this in one of the first episodes of his television show called Disneyland. Yeah, it was a television show before it was a park. That was actually how they got to the park. Whole other story there. But anyway, they played it there. it was successful on TV. And then they actually reran it in theaters and it was successful, sort of became a cult classic among animation movies. The live action version was done in 2010 with a sequel in 2016. Okay, on this day in 1964, a federal jury found Jimmy Hoffa guilty. Okay, so he was the president of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, right? And the money that was used in the union's pension fund, well, you know, he kind of used that for some other stuff, perhaps. The government called this a $25 million scheme. In 67, he was convicted of bribery, sentenced to 13 years on another thing there, and then Hoffa disappeared. We'll talk more about that on Friday, the anniversary of the disappearance. Okay, so I have started this new thing where we've got a little bio about somebody. Well, I'm not going to talk much about this person, but I do want to call out something for Stanley Kubrick because it is his birthday today. He was born in 1928. Now, there is a podcast called the Stanley Kubrick Appreciation Society. It's the Kubrick's Universe. A whole podcast about him. So they could do way more justice to him than I can. They have great guests. Like they have Mike Kaplan, a film producer, documentary director. He's talking about 2001, A Space Odyssey. I just listened to the podcast. I would go check that out to learn more about Stanley Kubrick. All right. Also born today, Taylor Momsen turns 28. Mick Jagger is 78. That's it. Sandra Bullock is 57. Kate Beckinsale is 48. And Dorothy Hamill, the figure skater, 65 today. That's your look at July 26th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart. We're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.